We left off in Chulan Daf Kuf Tezayin on the days. Before we start, I'd like to express my thanks to everyone for the Chanukah Gel. It was a very big matan. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Here, the Mishnah on the bottom line on Kuf Tezayin on the days is drawing a contrast between Chelev and Dam. There's some dinim that you have by Chelev don't apply to Dam. Some dinim that apply to Dam don't apply to Chelev. Chayme b'Chelev mi'b'Dam. The Chumis that Chelev has. Chayme b'Dam mi'b'Chelev. The Chumis that Dam has over Chelev. What are the Chumis? Chayme b'Chelev. What Chumis do you have in Chelev over Dam? Shehachelev mo'alim bo. If it's Chelev from a carbon, there's a din of Me'ilah as opposed to Dam. From a carbon, there's no din of meat. That's a chiddush din. Even though the dam is part of the animal and it is magdish the whole animal, if someone will be neme from the dam, there is an aveira, there is an isa meila, but the din that one is neme and a hegdish has to be kerem chaimish and bring hasham meila is the penalty of hasham meila and son. Kerem chaimish doesn't apply. That was the dam after Yizurik on the Mizbeach. So then the Gemara has a din. Ein l'chadovish and asis mitzvasa and moylim bo. Hegdish is also by no, because it's oymed le mitzvasa. So after zrikas adam, so then in our Torah there's no meila, no isa meila at all. But in the rabbanon there is an isa meila. So the gizbarim used to charge money to the farmers whose farms were irrigated with the dam that used to roll out from the Mizbeach after the karbonos already were offered after the Zrikas Adam. Here the Mishnah is talking before the Zrikas Adam. So there certainly is an Issa Me'ila. You're not allowed to be Nenem in a Hegdish. The dam of the animal has an Issa Me'ila, but the penalty of Me'ila doesn't apply to dam. The Gemara is going to learn it out from Psukim. It's not a Svar, it's Psukim. The Chayav Malov, if you eat Chelev from a carbon, there is an Issa Me'ila. Rashi is going to point out on the Gemara, in the Chelev of Kochim Kalim. All the Karbonos are divided into two categories. They're Kochim Kadoshim, the higher level of Karbonos, and Kochim Kalim, the lower level of Karbonos. Oila Chatos and Oshem is Kochim Kochim, the higher level. And Shlomim, and Korban Pesach, and Chorem Meiser, and Korban Toida, these are Kochim Kalim. So the din is that Kochim Kalim is eaten by Yisraelim. Kochim Kochim, Oila you burn on the Mizbech, you burn the whole thing. On this bechatas and osham, you give to the kohanim to eat. Zichri kohuna eat it in the azora, and when the kohanim eat it, the Gemara has an expression: kohanim ochlem mebailem miskaprim. When the kohanim eat it, it's considered as if that's an act of hakrova, just like when you burn things on the mizbeach. That's an avoda. So the kohanim eating have to be male kohanim. Zichri kohuna eating it in the azora. So eating the korbanos of chatas and osham is like an avoda. So it's basically not nechel it's not nechel. The kohanim's eating is like a haktara gabi hamizbech. That's a question that the rishonim have a debate. The Mishnah Melech quotes Tosfos Yishonim. We don't have it in our Tosfos. He quotes the din is no one's allowed to sit in the azara except for malchei beis David. So the kohanim are not allowed to sit. Even kohen gadol not allowed to sit in the azara. Huh? So that's a shailah. But you're supposed to eat the chatos. Kederach Sham Lachem Ochlem is supposed to eat it in a Bekavadika fashion. So what kind of Bekavadika fashion is that, to stand and eat the Karbonos in a standing fashion? So the Mishnah Melech quotes two opinions. One opinion was Taka the eighth in a standing position. The other opinion was no, for the purpose of eating the Chatos and Menashem, we would permit them to sit. We don't allow you to sit if you're sitting on your own. But to sit in order to eat the Karbonos, that's like the Avoida. Kohanim Ochlem Mebailem Miskaprim. So the Kohanim is eating the Chatos and the Oshem is like an Avoida.
Is there any other Avoida that's ever done by sitting?
No. All the Avoidas have to be done by standing.
So
yeah.
How come you tell me here just by eating even Avoida?
Shechting is an Avoida. And the Mishnah says you're not allowed to sit in the Azara, but if you shecht in a sitting position, the Avoida will be kosher. If he's Zarek the Dam in a sitting position, it's puzzle. You have to do the whole carbon all over again.
By Azara as well, so
right. Right. In a certain sense, shechita lav avodei. Right. So the Mishnah says, if you shecht in a sitting position, the carbon will be kosher b'di'evad. L'chatchila, you weren't allowed to sit, because ain't yeshiva ba'azor. But by eating the kachi kachim, that's 2 days in Taisus. We don't have that Taisus, but the Mishnah Mel quotes it from manuscripts. Rabbi Yosef Engel outsmarted the Taisus. Rabbi Yosef Engel died 100 years ago. He was a Rav in Krakow at the end of his life. So he shows from Mishnayos and Gemaras that there were lishkas hapnuyas bachol upsuchas lakodesh. They were mekadesh a certain section of the Azora, and then there were rooms, chambers, lishkas, rooms that were the area of the lishka was outside of the Azor, but the only way to get into the lishka was by walking first into the Azor and then into the lishka. So that's called lishkas hamunayas bachol. Is built on an area that doesn't have kedushas Azara, it only has kedushas Harabais, but it's psuchas lakodesh. The only way to enter is by walking through the Azara and into it. So then the Gemara says, in those lishkas hamunayas bachol, you're permitted to sit. Tosfos has arrived and why you're permitted to sit. And the Gemara said, Beferish, you're permitted to eat kachi kachi. So he says, so what's the problem? Let them eat the kachi kadoshim. Let the kana meet the chatos and the osham in those lishkas amreis bachal psuchas lakodesh. He solved the problem. It has kedushas hazar benegay to eating kachi kachim, but it doesn't have kedushas hazar benegay to the prohibition that ain't yeshiva bazar.
Part of the room where they eat. The part of the room is put in the
Azara. No, the whole lishka is bani bachal. The whole lishka is benui bachol. Yeah, that's another thing. If they have a lishka that's half in the Azara, half out of the Azara, so it has lishka's Azara, and it has two entrances. You can enter either from the Azara or enter from the Harabayis. So that part that's in the Azara has kedushas Azara. That part that's out of the Azara does not has kedushas Harabayis. But if the whole lishka is bani bachol, the whole lishka is built on Harabayis, but the only way to enter it is by walking first into the Azara. That then has this half and half din, that you're permitted to eat kachi kachman there, but there's no prohibition of yeshiva. So he solved Tosfos Prasha.
The other way, if it was kodesh, but the entrance was from
Pol. I forgot the dinim. The Mishnah is talking about that there were lishkas like that, and the Mishnah is say what the dinim are. I forgot. So Mishnah is midas. They talk about all the possibilities. Yeah. So here Rashi points out that not only is this true that the Mishnah says that there's me'ila on chelev of karbonis if it's a kachi kachim, even in kachim kalim where there is no din of me'ila, there's a din kachim kalim is loynenim v'loy me'olim. You're not allowed to get hanoa l'chatchila. You're not allowed to be nene. Let's say somebody's makdish a korban shlamim, a korban pesach, a korban ma'isa be'ema, toida, a kachim kalim. So there's an isa me'ila. L'chatchila, you're not allowed to get hanoa. That's a big machlekes in the Rishon, whether that isa me'ila on kachim kalim is that an isa deraisa and isa derabonim. Half of the Rishonim hold that it's only an isa derabonim. It's not an isa deraisa. And many others disagree. Rav Soloveitchik said he remembers his grandfather, Rav Chaim, said that it's inconceivable to say. I don't know if he said it in English, but that's the way Rav Soloveitchik said. It's inconceivable to say that it's only an isa derabonim. That's impossible. It's for sure it's an Isa deraisa, but it's a Mefurusha Machlekes in the Rishon.
Everybody's not eating. The Zohar is not eating Kachim Kalim. Where is the Mila?
Before Zrika Saddam, no one's allowed to eat anything. So let's say someone rides. Someone rides on the animal before Zrika Saddam. He's Nana Mena Hegdish before Zrika Saddam. So the Mishnah says that there's an Iser Me'ila, either the Raisa or the Rabbanon, but there's no penalty of Me'ila. If the person was Nana from a Kachim Kalim, so he doesn't have to pay Karim Chamish and he doesn't have to bring Hashem Me'ila. So Rashi points out over here, despite the fact that in Kachim Kalim there's no din of Me'ila, but the Chelev of Kachim Kalim has the status of Kachi Kachim, because it's Kula Lagavoya, the Chelev you burn on the Mizbeach. The reason why Kachim Kalim there's no din of Me'ila is because the Pasuk says Nefesh Kisima Mal V'Chata B'Shgoga V'Kachi Hashem. Kachi Hashem is Kachim HaMiyuchadim L'Hashem. Kachi Kachim HaKachim Miyuchadim L'Hashem. There's no chelik for any human being. Either Kohanim eat it. No. Kohanim Eichel Mabailam is Kapim. When the Kohanim eat the flesh of the Chattas and the Yashim, that's like an Avoida. That's like Achilas Mizbeach. That's not considered that a human being is eating it. But when you eat Kachim Kalim, the Israelim are eating it. It's Mutta Bachila, they're eating it. So that's Kachim Kalim, are not called Kachim Ham Yichadim Lashem. But the Chalovim, the Chelev, the Emurim of the Kachim Kalim, the Mishnah is saying, Zochem, I have the status of Kachi Kachim. So that's what Rashi points out on the Gemara.
At that time, by the time they won was bad, it's after Zrika Saddam already.
After Zrika Saddam, correct.
So
So that's when the Me'ila sets in. And the Emurim, Kachim Kalim, Achaz Zrika Saddam, before Zrika Saddam, there's no din of me'ila on the emurim because it didn't yet become.
I mean, on the whole carbon, there's no me'ila.
No, there's no me'ila on the whole carbon, including the chalev. But after zrikas adam, now the zrikas adam allows you to be makta the emurim agabi amizbeach. So now, because the emurim of the kachim kalim oimid lahaktare, now they're labeled as kachim Hashem, kachim hamicharim Hashem. While the animal was alive, the emurim were not yet oimid lahaktare. You have to wait till after zrikas adam. So that's where Rashi writes, Minohanimili, the first Rashi on the Gemara, after the Mishnah is over, Rashi said, Minohanimili, how do you know this din in the Mishnah? The chelev yeshbon me'ilev v'lo maflik v'non distinguish afil chelev kach m'kalem. Avagav deim v'hem me'ilev m'chayayem. There's no me'ilev on the emurim of the kach m'kalem while it's alive. Rashi says, Gamam and Bailamheim. That's a debate. That's a big machlekes. Kachi kachim is a machlekes hatanaim. Is it mom and Bailam? Or is it Mammon Gavoya? Let's say I'm a Kohen in the Beis HaMikdosh, and somebody brought a Korban Chatas, and they give me a little slice that I should eat. They divide it up. I got a lamb chop, whatever. I get a piece of steak. So if I'll take this piece of steak and I'll give it to a girl, and I say, Harriet Mekudeshesli, with a Kiddushin Bichal. So that's a Machlek HaSatanoim, in Kiddushin, the end of the second parak. Whether Kochi Kochim, whether you say Korbanos HaMammon Gavoya, we treat it as if it doesn't belong to you. So if you can't be Mekadosh Anisha with it, and if you want to sell it to somebody, the sale is not valid. You want to give it to Matana. Matana is not chal. You can be mechabit someone else to eat, another kohen to eat it, but you can't transfer ownership. Or should I say no? Korbanos amam and bailam. So that's a machlekes hatana. So the accepted opinion is that kochi kochim amam and gavoya, that is considered as if you don't own it and you cannot sell it and you cannot be mekadosh an issue with it. And kochim kalim is Rabbi Yisrael Glili says that kochim kalim is Mammon Bailam, is not Mammon Gavoya. So that's a big question. The Rambam, there is Tiras galore in the Rambam, whether the Rambam Paskins Kochim Kalim, I'm Mammon Bailam, or not Mammon Bailam. But this Rashi is problematic. Rashi says the reason why there's no Me'ila on Kochim Kalim is because it's Mammon Bailam. Has nothing to do. Kochim Kalim, Mammon Bailam is a Machlekes Hatanaim. There's no Me'ila on Kochim Kalim, everybody agrees. That's Mishnah is like that. That's a Psukim. Pasuk says, Nefesh Kisim Amal, Hashem, which has the connotation of kachim ham yichodim l'Hashem, only kachim. Everybody agrees there's no me'ilah on kachim kalim. Rashi's explanation is a little strange. There's no me'ilah because the amam and bailam hain. That's not the reason why there's no me'ilah. There's no me'ilah. Yeah. So Rashi writes that even a mure kachim kalim lachas rikas adam become kachim. They become kachim. And there is me'ilah. There is me'ilah on a murim, even on kachim kalim. There's a famous Gemara in Bava Basra on Daf Pei, where the Gemara says a person has a bor, and when it rains, so the water flows into the bor and it gets all filled up with water. So let's say the fellow's magdish the bor, now belongs to Hegdish, the bor belongs to Hegdish, then it rains and it pours, and the bor gets all full of water. So the Gemara says, Higdish bor bin ismale mayim, the fellow is magdish the bor, and then it gets filled up with water. So the Gemara says, the bor that he was magdish is full 100% hegdish, there's me'ila. But there's no me'ila on the water that got filled up. Why not? Ein me'ila b'mayim. How come there's no me'ila on the water that fell into the bor afterwards? So Taisa says, obviously, hegdish is not kind of with the kinyan chotzer. If the bor belongs to me and water, it rains into the bor. So since the bor belongs to me, so the water that comes down from the sky is hefker. When it rains, the water is hefker, so kol ha'kodim zocha, it falls into my bor, so I'm kinyan with a kinyan chotzer. So how come hegdish is not kinyan with a kinyan chotzer? So Tosfos says, from this Gemara you see, hegdish is not kinyan with a kinyan chotzer. Chotzer is only for hedyot, hegdish is not kinyan. And the Ramban disagrees with Tosfos, said, that's not the real reason why. No, hegdish is kinyan with a kinyan chotzer. But if a dover shall hefker, if water rains into my bor and it belongs to me, that's a choshem mishpat. I'm kind of with the kinyan chotzer. So if Hegdish owns a bor and the rain falls in, the water belongs to Hegdish and the choshem mishpat, but it doesn't have kedushas Hegdish. It's mamon Hegdish, but it doesn't have kedushas Hegdish. In order to have kedushas Hegdish, you have to have kedushas peh. Right? If it doesn't have kedushas peh, the bor itself, I was magdish, hareza Hegdish, I endowed it with kedushas Hegdish. But the water that falls in, that's a secular kinyan. Hegdish acquires a secular kinyan on the water, but it doesn't have kedushas Hegdish, only has mammon Hegdish, therefore there's no me'ila. That's the famous Ramban. So Rav Soloveitchik said that once He gave the shiur Maria, and he mentioned this Ramban in the middle of the shiur. Somehow it came up. So after the shiur, somebody was asking him if the din is that there's no me'ila unless you had kedushas peh. So how come you have me'ila by p'chor behemah Torah? P'chor is kaddish meirechem, it's kaddish by itself, and no one has to be magdish. So Rabbi Soloveitchik said he was snappy, and he answered back to the boy, p'chor is kaddish mekalim. So there's no me'ila anyway. So the kasha is nishkan kasha. There's no me'ila anyway on p'chor because kaddish mekalim. So he says the boy didn't know to ask back. He said the teretz that I gave him was not a correct teretz because there is me'ila on the emurim of the p'chor. That's what Rashi says over here. It's Mishnayis like that, what Rashi says here. There is me'ila on the chelev, on the emurim of the p'chor, lachas rikas adam. There is me'ila. So that's a kasha. But he says, the bocha, yeshiva bocha, didn't know to ask him that, what about the chelev on the b'chor b'emetur? The pashta says the answer to the kasha is that when the Ramban said that in order to have me'ila, you have to have kedusha aspeh, he only means higdish bor v'nismali mayim. If you're magdish a bor, and then it rains, and the Hegdash acquires the ownership of the water, of the rain, with the secular kinyan of kinyan chotzer. So if Hegdash acquires ownership of water with the secular kinyan, it's moment Hegdash, but it doesn't have Kedusha as Hegdash. But a b'chor behema Torah, it's fine, it's Kodesh Meirechem, but it's a carbon. A carbon, of course, it has Kedusha as Hegdash. No one's going to say it's a b'chor is moment Hegdash, not Kedusha as Hegdash. The din is a b'chor is Kodesh Meyelu, Kodesh Meirechem, but it has Kedusha as Hegdash, not just moment Hegdash. The b'chor itself is kach mekalim, so there's no din of me'ila. But the chelav, the chalovim of the b'chor, lachas rikas adam. Before rikas adam, mechayim. Rashi says there's no me'ila on the chelav because it's not yet oimed lahakrova. But if they do rikas adam, then the chelav is oimed lahakrova. So then it becomes kach kachim. Then the chelav becomes kach kachim.
That's from the b'chor before zikah.
No, b'chor is kach mekalim, so there's no me'ila. Only the chelev after zrikas adam, the chelev is not oimed lahakrova. Right, only the emurim after zrikas adam. Right. So the Mishnah is listing off the chumras that you have in chelev of karbonis that you don't have in dam. So it says, number one, on chelev, Rashi adds on, even chelev of kachim kalim. There is a din of me'ila, because the chelev becomes kachim kachim. The chelev of, even of kachim kalim, is kula lagavoy, it's called kachim hachem, it's kachim kachim. Masha'ini came down, there's no me'ila. The Gemara is going to have to dig up a pasuk, there's no me'ila. Then it says also, v'chayav malam b'shem pigol, naisa v'tomei. Let's say pigol. You shech the korban, and you plan to eat the korban after the zman, a korban. Every korban has a zman. So if it's a chatos, you bring the korban at the 1 o'clock in the afternoon, so that you're allowed to eat the chatos today. Isn't too much time today. Today's till 4:30 is the shkia, whatever. Yom v'layla at chatzos. Min haTorah you can eat the chatos till alos al shachar. Min the rabbana kedei laharchi kasada min aveira you can only eat the chatos yom v'layla at chatzos. So if you leave over the besar hachatos, min haTorah you can eat it all night long. So if you leave over the besar hachatos till tomorrow morning after Alos HaShachar becomes Nifsal Belina and it's called Noisar. What happens if, let's say, Kachim Kalim, I bring a Korban Shlamim, so I bring a Korban Shlamim on Tuesday afternoon at 2 o'clock, so I can eat it Tuesday afternoon, Tuesday night, and Wednesday all day till the Shkia. That's called Shnei Yomim V'lai Lechot. Tuesday, Wednesday, and the night in between. You have to stop eating it at the Shkia. What if I bring a Korban Shlamim today and I plan to put it in the freezer in order to eat it on Shabbos? I don't want to just eat it Tuesday and Tuesday night and Wednesday. I want to have Amin Yerushalayim already, so I want to have a delicious meal on Shabbos. Everyone's going to go to Mikveh, everyone's going to be Tohi. You're not allowed to eat Kachim. You can eat Kachim Kalim in the whole city of Yerushalayim. You have to be Tohar. So he plans to eat it after the Zman Achila is up. So that's called Pigul. So if you would have left it overnight, the Kachim Kalim, the Kachim Kachim, if you would have left it after the Zman, it would turn into Nisar. And if you would have left the Kachim Kalim till Shabbos, it would turn into Noisar. So if you shechted having in mind, having intention, you had Kavana to eat it after this man, so then it becomes Pigol. So even if you want to eat it the same day, it's already Pigol. It's an Issur Kares, you're not allowed to eat it. If you have Machsheves Pigol, Machsheves Pigol passels the whole carbon, and it's also Bachila, and it's an Issur Kares if you eat it. That's a famous.
The other
avodas also. Shchita, kabbalah, halacha, zrika, any one of the dalar avodas. So you have a machsheves pigul, so it passels, makes it into pigul and zanisa koris. Yeah. Tosis and every other mesichta, in Bab Metzia and Psachim, all every other mesichta has a big machlokes. Machsheves pigul means machshava, he's just thinking, or means dibur. We ignore machshava, or do you say no? Machsheves pigul can make it into pigul. Or machsheves shaloi l'shmoi, the Mishnah is the first Mishnah in Zvachim, talks about the balabas comes with a carbon oila, and I say carbon oila, what right do you have to bring a carbon oila? You're such a sinner, you have to bring a chatas. I'm going to shecht it l'shem chatas tomorrow. After you'll get a kapora today from the chatas, I'm going to switch it from an oila to a chatas. Tomorrow you should bring an oila. An oila is a doron, a matona. You have no right to bring a doron. The kohen gives him a whole lecture. I'm going to bring this, I'm going to makrovid l'shem chatas. So he's mishana de kedusha. So that's called machshev shinu kodesh. So that passes the carbon a little bit. The din is that the carbon is kosher, you're permitted to be makrovid on the mizbech, but the bailam are not yotze yidei chayvosim. The other the bailam is chayvim. So Tosfos has the two days on the opening Mishnah in Zvachim and the opening Mishnah Menachos. When you talk about machsheves pigol, you talk about machsheves shalod ishmo, shini kodesh, or shini bailam, you say, you have no right to bring it, I'll have in mind for someone else. Your wife is a tzadeka, so I'll have in mind your wife. I won't have you in mind. So that's Shinu Bailam. So Tosfos has this ongoing debate whether Machsheves Shinu Bailam, Machsheves Psul, Machsheves Pigul means Machshove, just Machshove alone, or it means Amira. Or it means Amira. The Rosh has a famous comment in Hilchas Sefer Torah. He writes, if Machsheves Pigul means Amira and Machshove alone doesn't passel, so then probably when you need lishma, when you write a get, you need lishma, when you write a sefer Torah, you need lishma, when you tie tzitzis, you need lishma. So if shaloi lishma needs dibur, machshava doesn't count, so probably to be machsha something for lishma, you also need amira. So that's what we're machma for that. So before the sefer writes the get, he makes an oral declaration. I'm writing the get, lishma, l'shem gerishin, for the husband to divorce his wife so and so. And when you write a Sefer Torah, so this Sefer always starts off, he says, I'm writing the Sefer Torah, the Shem Kedusha Sefer Torah. When you tie tzitzis, it's not Kedusha's tzitzis, so I'm tying the tzitzis, the Shem Mitzvah's tzitzis. It should be kosher with the Shem Matzah's Mitzvah. When you bake the matzahs, they need Asiya Lishma. So you have to say, it's not enough just to have in mind, you have to say that I'm doing it Lishma. That's based on this, that Chumra, that you need Amira, is based on this opinion in Tosfos that Machshev is Pigul. Machshev shalod shma doesn't mean machshav, it means amira. So if machshav over there means amira, so the Rosh thinks that probably machshev lishma also needs amira. The halacha probably doesn't recognize just machshav alone. So that's pigul. So if you have chalev of the carbon, and when the kohen shechts the carbon, the shechit, the kabbalah, halacha, zvika, the four dalar avodas adam, if you had a machshev pigul, you pass the whole carbon. So if you eat the, not only is there a din of pigul on the flesh, on the besar hakarbon, there will be a din of pigul on the emurim as well, on the chelev as well. Same thing, noiser, if you leave it overnight, the chiddush is you weren't supposed to eat the chelev at all. You're supposed to burn the chelev on the mizbech. You're supposed to eat the basar. If it's a kochi kochim, so the kohanim are supposed to eat the besar chatas v'yashim. If it's a kochim kalim, ashlamim, atoida, so the balakarbin can invite his friends, kohanim, levim, israelim, he can invite whatever he wants. Jewish people, he can't invite nochrim to eat the besar karbonis, so israelim can eat it. The chelev, no one's supposed to eat, it's supposed to be burnt on the mizbech. So that's the chiddush and the mishnah. Despite the fact that nobody was supposed to eat the chelev, but if you had a machsheves pigul, the Yisr Pigul will be chal even on the chelev, not only on the Besar HaKarbon, on the chelev as well. And if you leave it over the Pigul, if you add a Machsheves Pigul, you're not even allowed to eat it on the same day. If you leave it over till tomorrow, till 2 days from now, that'll become Noiso. So the din of Noiso also sets in even on the chelev, which wasn't Oymed La'achila in the first place. It was only Oymed La'akrov, but still the Yisr Noiso will be chal. And the same thing, the Yisr Tomei.
Noiso is chal on Pigul.
Is Noisa Chal on Pigul? I don't know. That's an interesting question. Enisa Chal Alisa? I think the Gemara says in Kochim is the exception to the rule. It is Chal Alisa. That's a Gemara. Kachem is Isa, Chalal Isa. I don't remember. Maybe Mishnayis. You have to remember. It could be an offer in a Mishnah one way or the other. But the Noiser is Chalan Pigul. Is Noiser Chalan Pigul. I don't remember. Probably a Beferish Mishnah. I just don't remember. Everything in Kachem, the Tanoim who wrote all the Seder Kachem, Ruba de Ruba, they all lived after the Churban Abayis. But they spent so much time being Mevara every single case. The cases probably never came up. The whole Tkufas by Srisha Mashiach, the case never came up. But they discussed every possibility of any slight mistake that could have come up in Hakrovas HaKarbonis, what would the din be? All of Shas is like that. The Gemara covers every single possibility, but in Kochim even more so. They cover every single possibility. Probably an offer in a Mishnah. And Tomei means if the Basa becomes Tomei, the Chela becomes Tomei, so you're not allowed to eat it. So the Chiddush is...
But if the chayla became tummy, the same problem, though.
That what?
If the chayla becomes
tummy. Even though you're not allowed to eat the chayla at all, it's an isa chayla, but still, if it becomes tummy, the Mishnah is saying that isa chalal isa. Pikul is chal and chaylev. And noiser is chal and chaylev. It has an isa chaylev anyway. Isa chaylev is an isa kuris. So still, pikul is chal and noiser is chal. So tummy is also chal. We say the isa chal al isa. The Iser, Pigul Noiser Tami is a Hegdish, the Iser, so in Hegdish we say that Iser is Chalal Iser. Mashaini came Bedam.
You don't have, there's no mice other than Machshava. The others, there's a mice.
What do you mean there's no mice?
Eat it or something, otherwise a Tami or something. By Machshava, you're not arguing on the Tami. You're only Machshava around Pigul, right?
Pigul is Chalba Machshava, yeah. So that's the Machlekes, where the Machshava means Machshava, Machshava means Dibu, yeah. And Noisa means he actually left it over till after this man was up. Every carbon has his man. Noisa doesn't matter whether Bishoigig or Bemezid. Doesn't matter. The more Mekudish it is, so the more sensitive it is. Kachikachim is more Mekudish, so it's only Yom Valaila. If you leave it till tomorrow, it's already Noisa. Kachikalim, you can leave it for Shnei Yom and Valaila Echot. It'll only become Noisa if you leave it longer. The more Mekudish it is, so the faster it becomes Noisa. Rabbi Hirsch has an essay about that. Rabbi Samson Raphael Hirsch. So he complains in his collected essays of that's called Chorev. So he complains that the Jews are still observing old minhagim that were instituted centuries before that don't make any sense anymore. So he says these are holy minhagim, and if you have something very holy, it's very sensitive, and if you leave it over after its man, it becomes ifsobelina. It's puzzle. So he says we have to re-investigate. You have to open up your minds, open up the halacha, and try to figure out what are the reasons, what's the background for all of these minhagim. If there's a meaning that doesn't belong anymore, we should throw it out. We have a din by a takana de rabbanon. We have a concept, the Gemara in the first parak in Beitza. Dovish ha-beminyan means if the bezin voted an isa de rabbanon, they had a yeshiva's bezin, and they made an isa de rabbanon for a specific reason. Even if you live in a generation where the reason no longer applies, so the Gzera de Rabbanah still applies. And if you want to repeal it, you have to have another yeshiva's bezin. Dovish ha-miminya, tzach minyan achalatir. You have to have another bezin to repeal it. So that's only by a takona de Rabbanah. If you have a Gzera takona de Rabbanah, that's called dovish ha-miminya. But if you have a minig that was instituted for a certain reason, and the whole reason doesn't apply anymore, so the whole minig falls apart. Reb Chaim Oizer has tshuvas like that. The dovish ha-rashi has like that, the beginning of Beitza. The dovish ha-miminya doesn't apply to minhagim. Only applies to dinim de rabbon. So that's what Rabbi Hirsch complains about, that we have a lot of minhagim that we have to reinvestigate. If the reason doesn't apply, it's a nifso belina. It's the more mekudish it is. If it's kachim kachim, it becomes pasul faster. It's kachim kalim, it becomes pasul later. So he says these were holy minhagim, and if you leave it after alachas manai, toignish.
So what is the status on kitniyot?
The question is, did kitniyot ever make sense? We're not so sure why it makes the same sense today that it made years ago. So there were those who weren't happy about the minig. There were those who never liked the minig. The Ashkenazim, generally speaking, did accept the minig. It's based on a Gemara. The Kitnius is based on the Gemara. The Gemara says in Psochim that where the chef in the home of the Reish Galusa, the people who were working in the kitchen were not such medaktikim and mitzvahs. So the Gemara says we shouldn't permit them to cook kidneys in soup, because next thing you know, they're going to cook grain, kernels of grain in soup, and going to make it chametz. So the Gemara has such a concept that if the people running the kitchen are not such Yirei Shemayim, so then you have to make a gzeira on kidneys. So the Gemara tells it a specific case in the home of the Reish Galusa, the people running the kitchen were not so medactic. So by us, the meaning developed, we're also not, none of us are so medactic. We consider everybody today like the people who ran the kitchen of the Reish Galusa. So we don't want to eat kidneys. Okay, so this is the Mishnah. That in Chelev, you have an Iser Me'ila, even Chelev of Kochim Kalim, the Basar of Kochim Kalim, there's no Me'ila, because it's not Kochi Hashem. But the Chelev of the Kochim Kalim is Kochi Kochim, and there's an Iser Pigal Naiser Tomei. Masheini came with Dam. Dam of the Korbanus doesn't have any of these. It doesn't have an Iser, as an Iser Me'ila, but it doesn't have the penalty of Me'ila. You're not chayv to pay Karim B'chayim Shviyosham, and you don't have the din of Pigal Naiser Tomei on Dam. It's going to have to be Psukim. Probably going to, Gemara's going to work it out. How do you know that this is the din? So these are the four chumras that you have in Chelev that you don't have in Dam, namely the din Me'ila, Pigal Naiser Tomei, four dinim. Now the second half, V'chaymer B'dam, the second line from the top of Kuf Yud Zayin, V'chaymer B'dam, what chumra do you have in Dam that you don't have in Chelev? So the Mishnah says, Dam, says Beferish and Chumash, applies to Behema Chai V'yoif, whatever kind of an animal it is, the Dam is also, Bein to Mein, Bein to Herm, even if it's a non-kosher animal. Even though you're not even allowed to eat the flesh, so what do you tell me you're not allowed to drink the Dam? No, the flesh doesn't have chorus. If you eat the Dam, there's an Issa chorus. Dam even of a non, even Dam of an elephant, Dam of a horse, Dam of a mule, is also an Issa Dam with an Issa chorus. However, Chelev doesn't apply to Chaya and doesn't apply to Oaf, only applies to Behema, and only applies to Behema Tahara. Chelev and Noigala be Behema Tahara Bilvan. It's the exact same Chelev in a Behema and a Chaya. It's the same location, the same membrane, the same location in the animal, but that's a Xeris HaKasav. Chelev only applies, the prohibition of Chelev only applies in Behema, and a Chaya, Chelev Chaya is Mutta, we call it Shuman. It's the exact same Chelev, the exact same properties, tastes exactly the same. I never tasted it, but I assume it tastes exactly the same. But still, there's no prohibition of chelev in chaya. How do you know whether any given animal, a noif, you can tell. A noif flies, a noif is a bird. How do you know how to distinguish between a hema and a chaya? So the Gemara has earlier, it depends on the shape of the horns. So that's a little bit complicated. You have to know a little biology to know what shape the horns have. So there's a shach in Yeridei where the shach says, you shouldn't eat chelev of any animal by considering it a chaya, unless, let's say, a deer. So a deer, we know, is a chaya. We know how to shecht the deer, and if you shecht the deer, you can eat the chelev. You don't have to treber it, you don't have to remove, you have to remove the giranasha. Giranasha is not behema b'chaya, it's not naik b'oif, but you don't have to remove the chelev. So the kise adam is only b'chaya or b'oif, and not b'behema. Right. Kise adam, there are certain dinim only applied to behema. Let's say Oisav is Benoy, you're not allowed to shecht the mother and the Vlad on the same day, that only applies to Behema, it doesn't apply to Chai V'yoyf. And Zrala Chayim Hakeva, when you shecht, is also only Behema, doesn't apply to Chai V'yoyf. Kis Adam is only by Chai V'yoyf and doesn't apply to Behema. And Chelev is only Fakeret, Chelev is only by Behema, doesn't apply to Chai V'yoyf. So how do you know what's the difference? When do you label the animal as a Chai, when do you label it as a Behema? So the Gemara says it depends on the shape of the horn. So the Shach writes in Yerideya, it's not so easy to know biology so well to know which animal is a behema, which is a chaya. So he has a chumra, he has a minig. You should only permit eating chelev of a chaya if you have a masora from earlier generations that this animal is a chaya. If you don't have a masora, you have to be choshish, maybe it's a behema. That's the simple reading of the Shach. You shouldn't eat chelev of any animal based on your determining that it's a chaya, based on the shape of the horns, maybe you're making a mistake. You should only, a deer we know, a deer, antelope, we know that that's a chaya. So the chelev of a deer is muta b'chila, but if you have a new animal, you're not sure, you shouldn't eat the chelev. That's the shach that when the Chochma Sodom quotes that shach, the shach lived in the 1600s in Vilna. Till he had the Chemondetsky rice, he had to run away, that they shouldn't kill him. A lot of Rabbanim ran away for their lives. A lot of people were killed by Chemondetsky's rioters. And then in the late 1700s, contemporary with the Vilna Gaon was the Chayyadim and Chachma Sodom. So he writes the minig is in Vilna, you don't eat any, you don't shecht any animal to eat the flesh. Not talking about the chaylev. So you don't eat any flesh of any animal unless you have a masorah that it's a kosher animal. So all the Paskin points out that's not what it says in the Shach. The Shach says you don't eat the chaylev of an animal. You don't determine, you don't decide that it's a chaya as opposed to a behemoth based on your expertise of determining the shape of the horns, because that's too complicated. You should only eat the chaylev of an animal if you have a masorah that it's a chaya. And the Chachma Sodom wrote Epizanochaminik, you don't eat any new animal. You don't rely on your own expertise to say that. How do you determine whether any given animal is kosher? If it's malager, mafis parsa. What's so complicated? You check to see if it's malager, mafis parsa. So sometimes the experts of the world made a mistake. There was, for many years, there was some kind of an animal in the African jungles that all the biologists, what do you call them? The animal expert, not biologist. Zoologist, I forgot what you call them already. They all thought that that animal was a malagera. And it turned out that around 30 years ago, they came to the realization that they made a mistake, because they had a kasha, the Torah Tamima quotes, they had a kasha on the Shulchan Aruch, that it says there is no such animal that has two spines, and it survives, and here you, and it's malagera, mafis parsa. Here there was such an animal in the African jungle. Then 30 years ago, they came to the realization, they made a mistake for 100 years, it's not malagera. Malagera doesn't mean chewing gum. Malagera means the food is digested in the stomach, then it comes back up, then it goes back down, and comes back up, keeps on going up and down, up and down. In Yiddish, you say someone chews gum, so it doesn't look nice, you call them a malagera. But that's not called malagera. Malagera means that the food is digested and it comes back in the mouth. So they made a mistake. This animal is always chewing. So the world's greatest experts thought for over 100 years that animal in the African jungles was a malagera. Then they realized they made a mistake. So that's what the Chachma Sodom writes. That the meaning in Vilna is, and he quotes this Shach, it doesn't really say it in the Shach, he says the meaning is that you don't eat any flesh from any animal based on your own determining that it's malager, mafis parsa. You may be making a mistake, you may be misjudging it. You have to have a tradition that this is a kosher animal.
The Mishnah
want to
talk about the people, is that the mashav of people on the behemoth that affects the fat, or the mashav is on the fat? Affects the behemoth.
Doesn't matter. When he shechts the animal, he has in mind to eat some of the flesh, either to eat some of the flesh that's normally eaten after the zman allotted, or to be makriv on the mizbeach, some of the chaylev that should have been kariv today. The chaylev of the karbanis is kachi kachim. Like we said before, the chaylev, even the chaylev of kachim kalim, is kachi kachim. So it's kachi kachim. If you leave it overnight, it'll be nifsal belino. The basar, let's say you have a karb shlamim. So the shlamim is nechel shnei amim velaylechad. I bring a karb shlamim on Tuesday morning, 9 o'clock in the morning. So I can eat it, I can invite my friends, they have to be tohar, they have to go to mikveh. We can eat it all day Tuesday night, and Wednesday till shkia. We can eat shnei amim velaylechad, 2 days and the night in between the 2 days. But the chelev of the emurim and the chelev of the shlamim has to be burnt by tonight, because the chaylev is kachi kachim. That's why there's me'il on the chaylev. And kachi kachim is restricted in mokam, and it's restricted in the zman. If you take the chaylev chutz la'azara, it'll be nifsal b'yotze, because it's kachi kachim. The basar of the shlamim you eat in Yerushalayim. The kohanim are not going to let you eat the shlamim in the azara. You should go eat it in your hotel room. Eat it somewhere else. Don't eat it in the azara. They only eat the flesh from the chatas and the yoshim. Zichrei kun, eat the flesh from chatas and yoshim. But the shlamim they eat in Yerushalayim. But the chaylev of the shlamim, if you take it chutz lazar, it's nipsal b'yotze. And if you leave it till tomorrow morning, leaving the basar till tomorrow morning is fine. You can eat it shnei yamim v'lay lecha. But if you leave the chaylev till tomorrow morning, the chaylev is kachi kachim, so it's nipsal b'lina. It'll be possible, then you won't be allowed to put it on the mizbech. If you put it on the mizbech today at 9 o'clock and it's sitting there, you never got to burn it, sitting on top of the mizbech, to have a whole bunch of fires on top of the mizbech, and they didn't push it into the fire, so that we would be mekel. The Gemara said, there's no din of lina b'rosh shal mizbech. There's no psul of lina if it's sitting on the mizbech. But if it's not sitting on the mizbech, sitting on the floor, or sitting on a table in the azara, and you left it on the floor, on the table, till tomorrow morning, and then you want to put it on the mizbech, it nifsal b'lina. So it's an isa to put it on the mizbech. You're not allowed to. Because the chaylev of the kachim kalim have the status of kachi kachim, not only benegeta to meila has a status of kachkan benegeta to nifsal biyotze if you take it chutz lazara, and it's nifsal belina if you leave it till tomorrow morning, even though the bosa can stay for 2 days, but the chelov cannot.
All kosher b'kalon has to be eaten on the ground floor, like we always said by Pesach.
That's a big steer in Taisus. The Gemara says that the Korban Pesach can only be eaten on the ground floor. So Pasha Pshat is that it's all Kachim Kalim like that. So there is one Taisus that seems to imply it's only a din in Korban Pesach and doesn't apply to any other Kachim Kalim. Some Rishonim hold that it even applies to Maisa Sheni. That just like Kachim Kalim cannot be eaten on the higher floors in a hotel, you have to eat a davka on the ground floor. So Maisa Sheni also cannot be eaten on a higher floor. Maisa Sheni and Kachim Kalim have to both be eaten in Yerushalayim. V'chalto sham lefnei Hashem alakecha Maisa d'goncha v'tzirashi v'tzarecha v'choriz b'karcha v'tzenecha. Choriz b'karcha v'tzenecha is Kachim Kalim. V'chav ha-Maisa ha-Pesach is Kachim Kalim. So many Rishonim hold it to stay mokam achila for Maisa Sheni as it is for Kachim Kalim, and Kachim Kalim is the same as Korban Pesach, so they all have to be eaten on the ground floor. And others disagree. They say no, that Maisa Sheni can be eaten on the upper floors. It's only din in Kachim Kalim. And others say, no, it's only din in Korban Pesach. It doesn't even apply to all the other Kachim Kalim. Three different opinions in the Rishonim.
But there's no pigol by dam if I have in mind to be zorkit the next day.
I don't think so. Pigol is only if you have machshavas achila. Either achilas or the achilas mizbeach. So if you have, let's say, achatos, the kohanim is supposed to eat, the one who shechts it, does the halacha sadam, whatever, has in mind he's going to put the flesh away, he's going to eat it next week. He's going to put it in the freezer, eat it next week. Either achilas adam chutz lizmanoi or achilas mizbeach on the chelev. He plans to burn it on the mizbeach next week or tomorrow. It's already nifsal belina, if you want. So heyachol ye achel b'yom hashlishi. If you have in mind to do either achilos adam or achilos mizbech, heyachol yachel is a double ocean, goes on either achilos adam or achilos mizbech, means haktaras emurim chutz lizmanoi. So then it makes everything pigul. But if you have in mind to do this rikas adam at a different zman, that's not called achilos mizbech. I don't think so. I think the Mishnah only has on achilos mizbech, means haktaras emurim chutz lizmanoi. And if you have in mind intention chutz lemkaymoi, I have intention to eat the carbon outside of Yerushalayim, or outside of the Azara. Kachikachim, you have to have Kohanim eat it in the Azara. He has in mind that they're going to eat it outside of the Azara. Kachim Kam has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. Has in mind to eat a chutz Yerushalayim. So that doesn't become pigol, that becomes pasul, the eimbo koris. If you have pigol, machshevus chutz lizmanoi, that makes it pigol, the yeshbo koris. If you have machshevus chutz lemkomo, to eat it, either achilos adam, achilos mizbech, chutz lemkomo, whatever the makam is, kachim has one makam, kachim kalim has a different makam, so then it becomes possible the yembo chorus. Yeah. So the Gemara wants to know, how does the Mishnah know this halacha, that there is a din of me'ila on the chelev of karbonis, even on karbonis of kachim kalim? The whole kachim kalim is no din meila loy nene veloy moyle. You're not allowed to get hanoah, but if you got hanoah, so there's no penalty of karam v'chaymish v'yosham and the emurim lachas rikas adam. There will be a din of meila. So Gemara asks, "Meina hanemili? How does the Mishnah know that there is such a din?" That Rashi explains that the emurim. That's what the Gemara is driving at. That the emurim of kachim kalim also have a din of meila after rikas adam. Amar abyanai do amakro. There's a pasuk in Vayikra. The pasuk talks about. Rashi says, this pasuk is talking about parkoy Mashiach. What is a parkoy Mashiach all about? If a normal person, the pasuk says a chumash, if a person does an avera b'shoigig, he has to bring a korban chatas. What avera did he do b'shoigig? He cheated in business b'shoigig? He probably cheated b'mezid. He cheated on Kim tax. He probably did it b'mezid. So let's say he did it. He really did an avera b'shoigig. He spoke lashon hara, probably b'mezid also. That b'shoigig. So what avera do you have to do b'shoigig that you chay v'chata? So the din is avera she's done a chorus and she got chatas. If he talks lashon hara b'mezid, or he cheats in business, or he cheats on income tax b'mezid, there is no chorus. There's a terrible avera he's going to burn in Gehenna, but there's no chorus. So the only time you chay v'chata is b'shoigig is if you did an avera dove she's done a chorus and she got chatas. So we call that achatas chelev. Chaylev is a typical example. A person eats chaylev, he's chayv karis. But the many averis that you chayv karis, eat chametz b'pesach, eat on Yom Kippur, you do malach on Shabbos, eat chaylev adam, a lot of averis. So if a private individual, a hedyot, a private person is machal Shabbos b'shoigeg, or eats chaylev, or eats dam, or eats chametz b'pesach b'shoigeg, so he has to bring a korban chatos. What if the kohen gadol violates the avera? The kohen gadol is machal Shabbos b'shoigeg. So that's not enough. He can't bring kizba osira, which is less expensive, which is female. Kizba osira, chatos is in a gevi. He has to bring a par koyin mashiach. Mashiach means he's the kohen gadol who was anointed mashiach b'shem and amishcha. So the pasuk is talking about par koyin mashiach. When the kohen gadol was mechal Shabbos b'shegeg, great chaylev adam b'shegeg, so it's not enough he should bring a kizba osira like a hedyot, like a normal person. He has to bring a par koyin mashiach, a chatos, a zocher, more expensive, twice as expensive as kizba osira. And then it says explicitly all of the emurim, all of the chalovim that you have to take out and burn on the mizbech. And then it adds on kasha yuram mishor zevach hashlamim. You have to take out all the chaylev that you would normally take out from a korban shlamim and burn it on the mizbeach. The same thing applies over here. So the Tanoim don't understand. Rabbi Yana is a Tani, doesn't understand what is added on by that phrase kasha yuram mishor zevach hashlamim. Everything is spelled out explicitly here by the parkoy mashiach. It says the chaylev and the aseres ala kaved and the shteakloyas, the kidneys and the diaphragm. Everything is explicit. There's nothing missing in the list of emurim. Emurim is an opening mishnah in Brachas. It talks about haktaris emurim, burning the emurim. What kind of a word is emurim? What language is it? So it's a little unclear. Tiferes Yisrael HaMishnah always works on this. What language are we talking in? So some, he quotes, some think that it's a Hebrew word. It means the dvorim hu amurim beparsha. Those parts of the animal that are singled out in the chumash that you're supposed to burn them on the mizbeach. So why do we call it emurim? It should be called amurim. It's called emurim. Then he quotes another suggestion that it's a Greek word that means the muvchor, the fattiest part of the animal. Whatever it is, but it's emurim is referring to those, the fatty parts of the animal that have to be burnt on mizbeach. So it's the fat of the, some of the fat is called shuman. And other, only specific locations of fat are called chaylev. The fat and the aseres ala kaved is the diaphragm. Diaphragm separates, I think, between the chest and the abdomen. I think so. And then the kloyesh, the kloyesh are the two kidneys. And then sometimes you have to be makrib the alya, the fatty tail, depending what kind of an animal it is. So the pasuk lists off all of the emurim by the parkoy mashiach by the chatos, and then it says. Then it adds on kasha yuram, as you remove mishor zevach hashlam all the chaylev of hashlamim. The same thing over here. In fact, Rabbi Yana chimala madem mishor zevach hashlamim meato. What is it teaching me? Every single emurim is listed off over here. So what's added on by saying just like in the previous parsha, you have to take the emurim, the chaylev from the shlamim. It must be hareza bala lamed v'nimtza lamed. The simple reading of the pasuk is that you're learning something from shlamim, carrying over something unknown from shlamim to parkoy mashiach. So no, hareza bala lamed, it sounds like it's shedding light on parkoy mashiach, but it's really in truth v'nimtza lamed. You're learning something, you're carrying something over from parkoy mashiach to shlamim. What are you carrying over? Makishor zevach hashlamim the parkoy mashiach. The pasuk is making a comparison, an equation, a hekesh. The same din of parkoy mashiach carries over and applies to the shor zevach hashlamim. Ma parkoy mashiach yesh bo me'ila, because it's a kachi kachim. A chatas is a kachi kachim. Ab shor zevach hashlamim yesh bo me'ila. Shor zevach hashlamim also. How can it be? But shor zevach hashlamim is a kachim kalim. The answer is no. It goes on the emurim. The chaylev of a kachim kalim has a din of kachi kachim. That's what we're learning out. Not only has me'ila kachi kachim, it has a din of kachi kachim. That's why it'll be nifsal if you take it chutz li azara, nifsal be yotze. It'll be nifsal if you leave it over till tomorrow morning. It'll be nifsal belina. That's beferish gemara is like that. So that's how we established the first din, that there's even meila and chaylev of kachim kalim. Who says Rabbi Yanai? Amale Rabbi Chanina. So Rabbi Chanina was a contemporary of Rabbi Yanai. He says, what's wrong with the drasha that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi said? Ku'ura zu shoshana Rebbe, it's ugly. What's taking the drasha that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi said? Kol chelav l'Hashem, the rabbi say, Muri, kachim kalim l'mehila. It says, kol chelav l'Hashem. All chelav, not only chelav, kachim kachim, even chelav of kachim kalim, is also l'Hashem. Also is kachim Hashem, and there's mehila and kachim Hashem. So why did you, Rabbi Yana, have to dig up a new drasha from a new pasuk? Kasha Yoram Zaver Stavach Hashlamim. Was a shlechta drasha that Rabbi Yudah Nasi said kol is a ribui. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak. No, you need both. I need Rabbi Yudah Nasi's drasha and I need Rabbi Yana's drasha. They complement each other. Because Rachman Chelev, if you'd only have the pasuk kol Chelev Lashem, not all of the emurim Chelev. You have the Chelev, certain parts of the Chelev. Then you have Yeseris halakovit is the diaphragm, then you have the shtei akloyos. So if you just have kol chelav l'Hashem, I would have thought havi amin, I would have said chelav then, only the fatty part, yeseris shtei akloyos lo. That's why kasa rachman, and that's why you need the other pasuk of Rabbi Yanai, kashiyura mizor zevach hashlamim. Everything that's removed in the zevach hashlamim, all the yemurim, the whole package deal, has the same status of all the yemurim of the kachi kachim. No, so if that pasuk is more inclusive, so what do you need? Abudah Nasi's drasha kol chelav zaktanein. Because Rachmana kashiyuram, if you'd only have the pasuk of Rabbi Yanai kashiyuram, havi amin, I would have said chelav alya delesi bishor loy alya yemakriv on the mizbech. The fatty tail yemakriv on the mizbech only if it's a behema daka. If it's a behema gasa, then you're not makriv it on the mizbech. There's a difference in pregnancy. A behema gasa has a 9-month pregnancy. A behema daka has a 5-month pregnancy. It's a different. It's not that behema daka. Not that the sheep and goats are smaller and cows are bigger. It's not just behema daka, behema gasa. It's a whole different type of an animal. It's a different kind of a pregnancy. Everything is different. So the din is in the alya, the fatty tail of a behema daka, of a not only a sheep. Only the alya of a kibsa is korev on the mizbeach. We're allowed to eat it. It does not ben isa chelev if it's not hegdish. If it's not hegdish, we're permitted to eat that.
That was the kasha they had. The purpose of eating had a chatas and suffer, but people shouldn't think it's a chatas. Maybe it's an oila. On the other hand, the animal that has a tail and it wouldn't be by an oila. How do you disguise that?
Right. So the Gemara says he can wag the tail.
No, I think they take a male A's or something.
Who, he has a brera, a kizbo seira. He can bring a seira, so that he won't have to be makar of the tail. Okay. So what's Abai's explaining why I need two psukim to tell you the same thing. It says they don't cover the same. If you just have the Rebbe's pasuk, Rabbi Ranaz pasuk, kol chelav l'Hashem, I would have thought only the chelav of kachim kalim has a din of kachi kachim. I wouldn't know the aseris ala kovid, the diaphragm, and I wouldn't know the shtei akloyes. So that's why you need kasha yuram. Now once you have kasha yuram, because Ramana kasha, what do you need chelav? I would have mistakenly thought havamina chelav alya delese bishor loy. I would have thought that the chelav of an alya that only applies to a kizba doesn't apply to an aiz and doesn't apply to a shor beim agasa. I would have thought that that doesn't have the status of kachi kachim. So that's why kasher rachmana kol chelav l'Hashem, all chelav, including the alya by beim adaka by the kizba. Sure. That's why I need both psukim.
Keves,
I don't think it's korban the mizbech. I think only a kibso.
But is there an alya?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Because the whole shayla about this guy, he used to want to eat the korban pesach. Right. He used to claim that he was able to eat the alya. So that's how he got caught. But if it's always a zocher, korban pesach is a zocher.
Yeah.
So where does the alya?
Ah, korban pesach has to be a zocher. Yeah. Uh huh. Okay, so you see, you want makriv the alya. Okay, so the Beferish Gemara. Must be a pasuk in Chumash, too. Okay, so the Beferish Gemara, that you want makriv the alya even by a zachar, if it's a kebis or a kizba. That's correct. Correct. So now the Gemara has an interesting discussion. Amalei Rab Meri le Rab Zvid. According to what you just said now, he just said that the pasuk kol chelev is needed to tell me even alya. If you would only have the other pasuk, kashiyura mishor zevach hashlamim, I would have thought only the parts of the animal that you makriv in a shor, and the aliyah you're not makriv. So I need kol chaylev, the marbe even the aliyah. So he says, he told me that the aliyah is kol chaylev, so how come we're allowed to eat it? If you shech the behemas chulin, there's no isur of kachim, so you're not allowed to eat chaylev. How come we're allowed to eat aliyah? E aliyah kroi chaylev, if you're telling me that kol chaylev lashem, Abai says, kol chaylev lashem, Rebbe's pasuk is needed to tell me that even the aliyah of a kachim kalim also has the status of a kachim kachim. So titza bachila, if it's a behemas chulin, shouldn't be allowed to eat it. Answers him, it says in Chumash that you're not allowed to eat in Vayikra, when it says you're not allowed to eat chaylev, so it lists off three animals that were behemoth, not chayis, because chaylev of chayis mutter. So it says chaylev shor kesevies. So the implication is only dov ashove b'shor kesevies. Since the alya is only noig by a kesev, not noig by shor, it's not noig by an eis, only noig by kesev. So therefore, the chaylev is mutter lehedya. That pasuk kol chaylev shor kesevies lo sachaylo israchila doesn't apply to the alya. See, that you can have. That you can have. You can have a part of the animal that was karev al gabi hamizbech, which is mutal hedyot. It was karev al hamizbech if it would be a carbon. If it's not a carbon, we shecht it in New York or New Jersey. It's not a carbon. So it's not called chelev. Can you have the opposite? Can you have chelev that was never karev on the mizbech and it's also lehedyot? Can you ever have that? You see over here, you have the alya was karev on the mizbech if it would be a carbon, if it would be a kesef or a kizbah. It would be karev on the mizbech, but if it's chulin, then it's muta b'achilu. So you see, there's a thing that's called chela for the mizbech. It's not called chela for us. Is it possible to have the reverse, that it's chela? We're not allowed to eat it, but it's not chela that's karev on mizbech. Is that possible? So that's a big machlekes in Taisvus, 2 days in Taisvus, in Perik Eletreifus. Towards the end of Eletreifus, the Gemara discusses which parts of the animal are considered chela. There was a long taisus there, and in Europe years ago there were different menhagim. Different parts of Germany were divided by different rivers, so they had the menhagim Rhinus and menhagim Esterreich. Those who lived near the Rhine River, those who lived in a different part of Germany, so they had this chiluk in menhagim whether they were allowed to eat certain types of chelev which were never karev on the mizbeach. So one day in Taisa says, that's impossible. The thing was, the whole Yisrael Chedav Adam is because it's designated for Mizbeach. If it would have been a carbon, it would have been designated for the Mizbeach. Chedav Adam should be Lashem. If it's a carbon, so even if it's not a carbon, we're not allowed to eat it. So you can have Alya is, and a Kesav or a Kizba is carbon on the Mizbeach, but it's Mutal Lehedyot. But the other way you can't have, that's the main sheet. The other way you can't have something that's Osir Bachila, which was never karev on the mizbech, and no animal never karev on the mizbech. So that's 2 days in Taisus. That's the main day. That's impossible. They can't have such a thing. That chelev, it's also lachila, which was never karev on the mizbech, and never in any animal. But this direction you can have. The alya was karev on the mizbech by a keves, but it's mutabachila. So Gemara said the reason why it's mutabachila, because it says in the Chumash, Chelev shor kesev yeis. Only dov ashave b'shor kesev yeis, and the aliyah is only noig b'kesev. So therefore, it's mutar b'achila lehayit. And Rav Ashi gives a different answer. The pasuk refers to the aliyah. It says chel b'ha aliyah ikroi. Chelev stam lo ikri. Torah prohibits us from eating chelev, and the aliyah, the fatty tail, is never referred to as chelev. It's called chelev ha aliyah, the chelev of the aliyah. So when the Torah prohibits us, called chelev lo sachelu. Called dam chelev lo sachelu, it can't refer to the alya. That's never considered chelev. Frag the Gemara Kasha, if that's true, ela meyata. If Rav Ashi is right, that the fatty tail is never referred to as chelev, it's only referred to as chelba alya. So lo yimelu bo. We just said before Abai, he said you need both psukim. You need Rabbi Yana's pasuk and you need Rebbe's pasuk. So he said, what do you need both for? So he explained both ways. He said, if you only have the pasuk kol chelev, even chelev of kachim kalim have me'ila, I would have thought only the chelev, the fatty part, the shtei akloyes and the aseres halakovit, the diaphragm with the kidneys, I would have thought there's no din of me'ila on that. So that's why you need the pasuk Kashiyurim Mishur Sevach Hashlam, everything that you take out, including the Shtei Akloyas and the Yaseris Alakom. No, so once you have Kashiyurim, what do you need the other post? Kol Chelev. So he says, Kol Chelev tells you, even the Alya. Even the Alya. So you see that the Alya is Kol Chelev. It's not Kol Chelbaho Alya. It's called Chelev Stam. So that's what the Taina. Ela Meyata, if you Ravashi Arai, there shouldn't be a din of Me'ila in the Alya. There should not be a din Me'ila in the Alya of a Kachim Kalim. I should only say in the other parts. Ela Machvarta Ravashi is wrong. Rav Zvid's answer is the correct answer. Rav Zvid gave the answer that Chelev or Alya is Mutta Bachila, because the Pasuk, when the Torah prohibits eating Chelev, it says, Kol Chelev Shar Kesev Yeis, has to be Dova Shave in all three. It's not Shave in all three, so it's not awesome. Okay, these are all important dinim. These are all important dinim. Then the Mishnah says, Masha'ena came bedam, that dam of karbonis is doesn't have the din of Me'ilah. Why not? How does the Mishnah know that there's such a din? It's a din, it's vachim, it says it all over the place. But what, it has to be a pasuk and chumish somewhere. It's not a svara. Umar says, Masha'ena came bedam, that there's no din of Me'ilah in dam, even dam of a kachikachim. Not only dam of kachim kalim, even dam of kachim kachim, there's no din of Me'ilah. Mino hanimili. Why not? How do you know that din? The Mishnah said, Chayme b'chelev b'dam, the chelev is subject to the din of Me'ilah, and dam, even dam of kachi kachim, does not have a din of Me'ilah. In fact, the Mar, Minah hanimili, what's the mokar and chumash? Amar ulad yamar kod, based on the pasuk, it says, lachem. What does it say, lachem? Rashi, v'ani nasativ lachem ala mizbeach lachaper. So since it says, v'ani nasativ lachem, lachem means, shalachem yehei. It's not called kachi, it's not called kachi gavoy, it's not called kachi Hashem. In order to have Mila has to be Kotche Hashem, and Dam is called Lachem. The Gemara in Pesachim uses that. The Gemara has a klal, whatever is Asa Bachila, whatever food is Asa Bachila, is also Asa Bahano, unless you have a Pasuk to indicate otherwise. We have a lot of things that are Asa Bachila, Mutma, Basa Bachalav, the whole Perik, Basa Bachalav is Asa Bachila and Asa Bahano. We Paskin. There was one Tana who said not so. Basa Bachalav is Asa Bachila, Mutma Bahano. We Paskin, it's Asa Bahano. What do you have Nevelo tray for? Non-kosher animals, horse meat and so on, non-kosher fish, is also bachila mutabano. So you have a lot of things like that. So the Gemara says, how do you know that dam is mutabano? Let's say you want to take dam, you make some scientific experiment with the dam. The dam is mutabano. You're allowed to use it for any other purpose other than eating. You can't mix it into food, but you can use it for anything else. You want to use it as a dye, you want to use it for experimentation or something. So the Gemara says, how do you know, where is there a pasuk that says Adam is mutaba? No. The Gemara says, this pasuk lachem, v'anina sa'ativ lachem, shalachem tehei, teaches you that it's mutaba no. Here the Gemara is saying, shalachem tehei, that there's no din of Me'ilah. It's not called kotchi Hashem. In order to be in violation of Me'ilah, has to be nefesh kisim amal, v'chatim mikotchi Hashem. Kotch ma'am yichonam Hashem. The dam, I would have thought the dam is for sure lachem. You're not allowed to eat the dam at all. The dam is only zrik on the mizbeach. So the Gemara says no. Since the pasuk says anin yisate elachem shalachem yehei, then it's not considered. There's no din of me'il on it. The Bei Rabbi Shmuel Tana in his yeshiva they had a brisa that says a different mocker for the same. The Gemara is going to quote three different mekaris. The Gemara is going to explain why they need three different drushes to teach you the same thing. Obviously, each one is adding on a different level. Each drasha is adding on a different aspect of halacha. So in Rabbi Shmuel's yeshiva, the Bei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, they had a brisa that reads like this: Ani yisate lachem al mizbech lachaper, only lachaper nisate v'lo lemeila. The role of the dam in the karbonos, the purpose of the dam is solely for kapara. You should be zork the dam on mizbech v'lo lemeila. You're not moil. Rabbi Yechanan Amar, Rabbi Yechanan was an amayra. Ula was also an amayra. The Bei Rabbi Shmuel is a tanoim. They had a brisa, and the first one Ula, and the third one Rabbi Yechon. These are Amoraim. You have two Amoraim, one Tana. Each one has a different pasuk. Rabbi Yechon Amar Omar Kod, based on a different pasuk that it says who. Where does it say who? Rashi. Forgot already what the lashon of pasuk is. Who? Mashma Bab Yose. Hey, I'm Dina Shav. Man, I forgot the pasuk. Forgot the pasuk. Anyway, it says the word who. So the mashmas of the word who is who b'hava yosa yehei. The dam stays the same. Before Zrika, after Zrika, it stays the same. The dam retains the same status before you zarek on the mizbech. When you zarek the dam on the mizbech, that's when you get the kapar. That's when the carbon is completed. The haktaris emurim is not miyakev. So the only thing that's miyakev are the dalar avodas adam. Shchita kabbalah haylocha hazrika. So once you zarek the dam, so that's finished. You already have the kapar. So the Gemara says, who has the mashmas? Who lefneka, the dam before zrika and after zrika retains the same status. So what's the halacha? And which way is it the same? Maybe I should say it has me'ila even after you zarek the dam. Or you say it doesn't have me'ila even before you zarek the dam. Which way should you say? So he says, malach ha-kapor, ein bo me'ila, just like after you zarek the dam, there's no din of me'ila. That's out of the question. Af lefnei kapor, ein bo me'ila. Even before you zarek it, it's oimed lezrika, it doesn't have me'ila. Freg di gemara, how do you know that lach ha-zrika is ha-dam, there's no me'ila? Mor says, no. Who is the word who? Hula yadav in islachlon. I don't think so. I don't think so. It must be a pasuk that talks about dam. Ki adam hu anefesh. That sounds good. Ki adam hu anefesh, probably. It's a pasuk who that says by dam. That's probably it. Ki adam hu anefesh. So who means it stays the same, retains the same status throughout. So the Gemara says, La'ach hazrika, that's given. If the Yizark the Dam on the Mizbech, that's given, that's Muskam L'chalades, that there's no Me'ila. Why? Because Me'ila and Hegdish is only if the thing is Oymed L'mitzvasai. Let's say you have Kachim, you have a carbon. A carbon is alive, so he's supposed to Shecht and be Markavit on the Mizbech. Let's say the carbon drops dead. Kachim Shemesa, the first Daf in Me'ila. Kachim Shemesa, the carbon dies, so you can't Shecht it. The Gemara says, Yatsim Idei Me'ila. Once the animal dies, no longer Oymed L'mitzvasai, so there can't be a din of Me'ila. You're not allowed to be nana from it, but you can't say that there's a penalty b'di'eved that he has to pay karen v'chaymish v'yosham. He has to bring the yosham because it's not oymel mitzvasa. That's the klal. En l'chadovish and asis mitzvasa umoyel imbo. So after you resurrect the dama and the mizbech and the carbon is already mechaper, so that for sure, the dama, after it's nizuk and the mizbech, for sure, there's no longer any me'ilav. It's mutabano even. It's mutabano v'gamre. It's only asim idirabanon. That's what he says, the Mishnah says, that the Gizbo Shel Hegdish used to charge money to the farmers who had their farms bordering on the river that came out from the Beis HaMikdash. They would use that dam that was mixed in with the water to irrigate their fields. So they would be getting Hanor from the dam to help irrigate the fields. So Midirabbanan, there's an Isamila, said they had to pay for it. The Gizbo used to charge money to the farmers, they should pay for the dam. But after the Zvikas Hadam, there's no Isamila at all. There isn't even an Isamila. Not just there's no Dinmila, there's no Isamila. So the who, Ki Adam, had the Pasuk say it then. Ki Adam hu anefesh, who? B'hava yosei hei mitchilos bat soifoi. So just like after Zrikas Adam, there's no din me'ilah. So even before Zrikas Adam, also there's no din me'ilah. Freg de Gemara, how do you know to say like that? Maybe Toma Fakert. V'eima, maybe I should say, Eima Epshazom Zogin, hu lacha kapar ki lifne kapar. Maybe say Fakert. It's a hekesh. Lifne kapar, lach kapar, the dam has the same. Maybe ma lifne kapar, yesh ba mila, just like it should have me'ila when it's oimed lezrik, af lach kapar, yesh ba mila, maybe it still has a din of mila even after zrik. The Gemara says, no, that's out of the question. That's impossible. Ein lach davish and asis mitzvasai, amoylem ba. Once it's no longer oimed le mitzvasai, there's no longer a din of me'ila. The Gemara says, let's say you have the emurim. We said, even emurim of kachim kalim, have a din of me'ila because it has the status of kachi kachim. What about, so how long is there a din of me'ila on the emurim till you burn it on the mizbech? After you burnt it, is there still a din of me'ila? So let's say it turned into ashes. Complete. If it didn't fully turn into ashes, so there's still a mid mitzvah, so you can still burn it some more on the mizbech. Once it turns into ashes already, so that's already fully haktar. The Gemara says, no, you're still not finished. Because every morning there was a mitzvah of chumas so adeshin. When there's a din of Haitzoas Hadeshim, when there's a ton of ashes on top of the Mizbech, there's no place to be makir karbanis, it's getting in the way. And the Kohanim is big dekuna, getting all dirty from the ashes on the Mizbech. So then there's a din of Haitzoas Hadeshim. He takes sacks of the deshim, and take it out, b'chutz l'matna, and get rid of it. But every day there was a mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshim. And just like Hafroshas Truma, when you have Tevil, and you mafresh Truma, so the Hafroshas Truma accomplishes that this is Truma, and the rest is no longer tevel. The rest is chunam mesukanim. So the hafrasha is truma is chal on all of the tevel. So to truma sadeshin is called that term truma, because truma sadeshin is chal and all the yeshes on top of the mizbech. So when you have chelev, it's oimid lemitzvos of hakrove. So the chelev of kachim kalim and the chelev kachim kachim has a din meila. How long? So even after it turns into ashes, still I made the mitzvah. So I still didn't finish the mitzvah until after Trumas Adeshin. Once he did Trumas Adeshin, Ein L'chodavish and Asis Mitzvahs and Moelim, but all the ashes on the Mizbeach are Yotzim Midei Milo. There's no longer any din of Me'ilah.
But that's not a mitzvah in Chelov. It's a mitzvah in all the ashes. Maybe there were all those that was born all day. It has nothing to do with Chelov.
Has to do with all the sacrifices that were burnt on the Mizbeach. Olos, you burn even the basar and the chelev of all other karbonis.
If I don't get some of the ash of the chelev, I didn't finish with its mitzvah. The mitzvah is separate and apart. I have to take some of the ashes. If you do all the olah, it could be something else.
So the Gemara says when you take some of the ashes, that mitzvah of hafrashas truma is chal on everything. That's why it's called truma sadesh. So it's like when you mafresh truma, it's chal on all of the tevel. So to avoid when you take every morning, before the first thing you do is truma sadesh, so you take a little bit. That's the question, how much do you take? Rashi over here writes, and Rashi in Chumash writes, Rashi in Gemara, many places writes, he take a Malo HaMachta. Where is it? Where did he get that? The state nishn in Gemara. He take Malo HaMachta Gachla Yesh, Malam Mizbech, on Yom Kippur, he take Malo HaMachta Gachla Yesh. How does Rashi get this? He take a pan full of Malo HaMachta of Deshin, and you put it on the floor. So the Rashash points out, all of these Rashis are very strange. Rashash and Psochem has it. All the Rashis are strange. It doesn't say anywhere you take Malo HaMachta. It should be a Kazayas or a Malo or a Kometz worth. Maybe a Malo Kumpzo or a Kazayas worth, but it shouldn't be Malo HaMachta. Maybe it's Midirabbanan. He doesn't know where Rashi got it from. So that Trumas Hadeshim was done every day of the year. That's the first thing you do. They did it at night. They can do it after Chatzos. They can do Trumas Hadeshim.
If the Eimurim became Noser, would there be Me'ila if somebody used that Noser?
If the Eimurim became Noser...
They didn't burn it that night, that day.
Yeah.
So there's nothing more... I mean, you're supposed to burn the Noser, but that's a separate issue altogether.
Yeah.
It was burned 24/7.
I would imagine that there's no Me'ilah because it's no longer Emel Mitzvah. I don't remember all the din. Me'ilah is a most difficult Mesichta. Masechus Me'ilah is a most difficult Mesichta. We don't know how to deal with it. It doesn't fit in with the rest of all the rest of Kachim. You have Klalim that everything fits in except Masechus Me'ilah. It's problematic. The Rashi is not by Rashi and the Tosfos is not by Tosfos. So there was a fellow Schreiber from the seminary, from the Jewish Theological Seminary, who was an enikel from the Chassam Sofer. His name was Sofer, Schreiber. So he published two Kisvei Yad on Me'ilah. One was the Rebbe of the fake Rashi, one was the Rebbe of the fake Tosfos on Me'ilah. And all four are Teganish. The Rashi with the Tosfos, with the Turabim, all are Teganish, the whole thing is no good. So the Keren Ora wrote a whole new Pirish on Me'ilah from scratch, based on the Rama and the Rebbe. Me'ilah is very complicated. They say Rabbevela Soloveitchik, he gave up on Mila. He couldn't figure out, couldn't make out heads or tails. Zvachim and Menaches and Tamura that he figured out. And Mila, he couldn't figure out. I don't know. I don't know what the deal is. It's a good question. I don't know. So the Gemara says, the dam, if they do Zvikan the Mizbech, that's out of the question. Ein l'chodovish en asis ben tzvasa en moelen bo, there's no din of Me'ila after the Zvikas Hadam on the Mizbech. So we say who? Ki Adam hu ha'nefesh. How do you say that? Ki Adam hu ha'nefesh. Hu ba'avi yosei he mitchilos v'atzoifoi. So just like l'achas zrikas Adam, there's no mila. So too, before zrikas Adam, there's no mila. Veg demar akasha. Is that true? Veloi. Is that klal? Or is gehalten that ein l'chadovish in asis mitzvaso yemoyelim bo? You cannot have such a thing that's hegdish. That's no longer oimid limitzvasai, and it still has an isa meila, but it's not true. V'harei trumas hadeshen, we just said before, every morning, every night, chatzoy, salos, hashach, whatever, you take a little trumas hadeshen and put it on the floor. So this is called the gemar kima mitzvah of all of the yeshes on the mizbech. So now all the yeshes are no longer oimid limitzvasam. You already burnt them, they turned into ashes, and you already did hafrashas truma, and there's nothing more to do. So everything, all the ashes are mutamanua. But the deshin that you took and put on the floor, that's still osabanua. The truma sadeshin itself is still osabanua. what's left on the mizbech is no longer asav hanah, but when you put on the floor is.
It's absorbed into the floor.
A miracle occurred; it used to get absorbed in the floor, but let's say the miracle wouldn't occur. So the Gemara says, even if the miracle doesn't occur, that those ashes are asav hanah. You're not allowed to get hanah. How do you know? Because the samo etzel hamizbeach, and the Gemara says the samo shelo yohanim imenu. The mashmas of the samo, you should place it next to the mizbech, means it remains asav hanah. So Frank the Gemara, but Shainasis mitzvasai, they know more mitzvahs. You had a carbon, you burnt, you shechted the carbon, you was zorik, you mekapel adam, zorik the dam, you burnt everything there is to burn, and it all turned into ashes. Then you even did Trumas Hadesh and finished. There's no more mitzvah left to do. So all of the ashes that are still on the Mizbech, left the Mizbech, the Afrashas Truma, the Trumas Hadesh, and the Schal, and everything, Nasis mitzvahs, and everything. So everything is mutamana, but that little Maloi Hamachta, or whatever, Maloch, the comet's full, however much you put on the floor, that stuff remains also on our frag. The Gemara is not in violation. You're telling me that's absolutely a rule. So why is the Chumash Hadesh that you put on the floor, why is it also on our veloy? Is that so that you never have? Ein l'chadover, our Chumash Hadesh in itself, the Nasis Mitzvah, and Ma'alim Ba'adichsev is Samo, Eitz Alam Izbeach, has the connotation of Samo, Shaloi Yohanim Emenu. Everything more, you're right, that's an exception to the rule. You can't learn that from a summer that even though Nasis Mitzvah said still Asav Hanah, whenever you have one pasuk in the Chumash, you learn that Amar Matzino. Like it says, Bor. So the Gemara says, Tol the same Kayetzebem. Bor is a mazik, or Dover a mazik, Niske Mamono. So if you leave Abdesin, Stakina Masoi, Bishusarab, and someone falls on it, so it has all the same properties as a Bor, Tchilas, Asios, Alanezek, has the same dinim. Eish. So Eish is Karachach Miuraboy, so whatever is similar to Eish has the same din. That's a din of Mamatzina. Whenever you have a pasuk that says one thing, you extend it, you broaden it out, and anything that's sufficiently similar has the same din. What happens if you have two psukim that say the same thing? So if you two psukim tell you the same thing. If you would have had what pasuk A, you would have known everything. You would have had pasuk B, you would have known everything. So why do you have pasuk A and pasuk B? So that's fakert. It shows the din only applies in these two cases, not the darshan and mamatzino. That's called shnei k'sibah boin k'echad eim alamnim. You don't dan a mamatzino from these two psukim, so to in kol ha'tor kula, the din is going to be the same. No. If you mamatzino, if you dan a mamatzino, so why do you need A and B? Why do you need two psukim to say the same thing? It would have been sufficient with one pasuk. So that's called, that's the midah, kol shnei k'sibah boin k'echad eim alamnim. So the Gemara says, Trumas Hadesh is an exception to the rule. Vezok that it's an exception. Maybe it's the rule. Learn out from Trumas Hadesh, even though it's Nasis Mitzvah, it's still me. The Gemara said it can't be because Trumas Hadesh and Big Day Kuhuna are Shnei Siman Boin Kech. What's Big Day Kuhuna? The Kohanim wear Big Day Kuhuna, so they have Kedusha. So you're not allowed to get Hanoi. It's an Isa Me'il. You're not allowed to use the Big Day Kuhuna. Right. So how long do you wear the Big Day Kuhuna? You wear the big dekuna until they get worn out. If it's godim mishuchakim, if it's worn out, it doesn't look nice. It's not lechavir l'sefaris, so you're not allowed to wear big dekuna. So as long as you wear the big dekuna, it's amid l'mitzvasam, so it has kedusha. Once it's no longer amid l'mitzvasai, so I ought to say it shouldn't have any kedusha in it. Nonetheless, there's a pasuk that says, right. The begodim that are plain, a kohen hedi wears dalad begodim. Kohen gadol wears shemayna begodim. The kohen gadol on Yom Kippur, special din when he does the avodah in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he only wears abob godim, special abob godim. So the pasuk says when the kohen gadol finishes the avodah Yom Kippurim, any given Yom Kippur, he should remove those special abob bigdikuna v'hinicham sham, and he leaves it there. What is the connotation of that phrase v'hinicham sham? So the Gemara has a machlokes hatanoim. So we know for sure that you can't save it for next year, even though it's his size. And let's say he'll be the kohen gadol next year, and he didn't gain any weight, he didn't lose any weight. It still fits him the same uniform. So that for sure he doesn't wear. So now there's a machlokes hatanaim. So what do you do with the big dekunas? And the kohen gadol shouldn't wear it again next year. You have to make a new set of big dekunas gadol. But can a kohen hedyed wear it? The abob gadim that the kohen gadol wears on Yom Kippur are identical with Hapop Gadim that a kohen hedyed wears all year long. So one Tana is of the opinion, let a kohen hedyed wear it till it gets worn out, and then you can't use it because it's lacking l'chavir l'sefaris if it doesn't look sparklingly beautiful. And the other Tana says, no, no one's allowed to use it. In Nichon Sham, nobody uses it. So if nobody uses the big dekuna, I ought to say, it's nasis mitzvah, so there shouldn't be any me'ila. So the pasuk says, no, v'hinicham sham, sham taken, he's awesome, no one's allowed to use it. There's an isa me'ila. Why is there an isa me'ila? If you wore the big dekuna all year long, for a long time till they wore out, there's no longer ayim on the mitzvah. So if you accept the sheet of the Tana, machlek zatanoim, the Kain Gadol, when he finishes the avodah, says, v'hinicham sham, so if you learn pshat, not only should he not wear these big dekuna next Yom Kippur, no one should wear it again next Yom Kippur, no one should wear it all year long, is geendik, is nasis mitzvasai. You can only use it on Yom Kippur 1 year, and you never use it again. So I should have said nasis mitzvasai. There's no meila. Nonetheless, the pasuk says, v'nicham sham, sheyigonzo, that it's asa bahano. So the Gemara says, these are two exceptions to the rule. They both tell you the same thing. By Trumas Adeshen, you finish the whole Nasis Mitzvah, and when you take the Trumas HaDeshen and put it on the floor, all the other Deshen on top of his bech is Yotze Midei Mila, because Nasis Mitzvah. But the little bit, the Mala Machta Rashi says that you put it on the floor, even though it's Nasis Mitzvah, that remains Asabano. And when you have the big Dekuna of the Kain Gadol, after he finishes the Avodas Yom Kippurim, no one's allowed to wear it, so it's finished. You're never going to use it again, not for Kain Gadol, not for Kain Hedyon. So I would have thought that it's muta banua. So the pasuk says no, v'nicham sham. It's also banua. So the gemara says since the shnei ksuv ma'boin keechod. So therefore, emolamni. We cannot derive a mamatzina from these two to say in kol atarkula, even though something was hegdish and asis mitzvasa, it retains the kedusha. No, shnei ksuv ma'boin keechod. These two are the exception to the rule, and the rule is whenever it's nasis mitzvasa, it's muta banua. Freg the gemara. Ho nichal rabbanon. This is a valid argument. If you all like the shitas, there is a machlekes hatanaim. What does it mean? V'nicham sham means that no one wears these big dekuna again. The kain gadol wears the abob gadam on Yom Kippur that was specially made for him, and after he takes it, after he finishes the avodas Yom Kippur, he doesn't wear it next year. Nobody wears it. Period. Nobody uses it. Then it's nasas mitzvasei. So ha nicha, this is valid. The argument that you just presented is valid according to the rabbanon shita. Where is it? The Amri there, Shita V'nicham Shamalam Shetunim Geniza, nobody wears it. But there was one Tana, Rab Doisa, they all lived after the Churban Abayis. So no one was alive to see what they really did. So it was a Machlokes HaTanaim. What is the din supposed to be? According to Rab Doisa, his opinion is, no, Shalei Shtamish Bam, Le'am Kippurim Ached, the Kain Gadol next year shouldn't wear it, but you can wear it all year long, as big the Kain Hedyot. So it's not yet Nasis Mitzvasam. It's not yet. So of course it's Asabano V'nicham Sham. No one's allowed to get on there because it's still Oymid Levishas Kohanim. You can wear it all year long. So you don't have Shnei Ksuvim Boi Kech. You only have one Pasuk by Trumas Adeshin. Even though the Trumas Adeshin that you put on the floor is Nasis Mitzvah, and all the rest of the Yeshes on top of the Mizbeach are Mutabanoa, but the Yeshes that you put on the floor are Rasamanoa. So other rabbits, one Pasuk, so learn out from there Ma'amatzinu, that even a Dovish and Asis Mitzvah so can still have an Isa Milim. Ma'ika Le'meimah. And the Gemara, no. Ela mishum da havoi trumas adeshim v'neg la'rufa shnei ksiba boi keach. V'okshem boi keach rei malam. It says, what is egla rufa? Egla rufa is if you find a person who is murdered, a Jewish body. If you can tell, Jewish body, non-Jewish body. So it only applies if a Jewish body, someone was murdered in Eretz Yisrael, so you have to measure to the closest cities, and they say, we learned Perek Egla Rufa in the end of Saita. So the city that's closest to the Horug has to bring an Egla Rufa. And says, V'arfu Shamas Egla Banachon. So the Egla Rufa is also Banor. And then there's a Machlekes HaTanaim. When does it become also Banor? So one opinion is it only becomes also Banor after you do the Arifa. If you it only becomes also Banor after you do the Arifa. So then it has nothing to do with Nasas Mitzvasa. So the Gemara is working with the other opinion. That Yiridosa the Nachalesa Naisrasa, it's also Banor because it's Oymed the Mitzvasa. So I should say it's only Oymed the Mitzvasa up until the time that you complete the Arifa. What if I took the hatchet and I chopped it on the neck? I did the Arifa, I killed the Egla Rufa Shai, Nasis Mitzvasa. So now it should be Muta Banor. So the Pasuk says, no, we are for Sham. It's the Egla Banachal. The word Sham has the connotation, Sham Tekfurasa, that the Egla Rufa is also Banor. But why should be Nasis Mitzvasan? So these are the two exceptions to the rule. Trumas Adeshin that you put on the floor, despite the fact Kvaniskaima Mitzvasa still retains an Isa Anor, and the Egla Rufa Egla Rufa, if you hold Arifasa Israsa, it only becomes Asa after the Arifa, then it has nothing to do with Nasas Mitzvah. And this Gemara is going with the Shita that it's Asa Banoah before, because it's Oymed Le Mitzvah. Yiridasa Le Nachaleisan Israsa. When you designate it as an Egla Rufa, it becomes Asa Banoah. When you do the Arifa, should it become Mutta Banoah? It's no longer Oymed Le Mitzvah. So you see, shneksibam boin keyachad eim alamdim. So you're left with the klal ein lechadovish and asis nitzvasa yomoyelim bo. Shrek digmar, but that rule itself is a machlekes hatanoim. The ratanoim who are of the opinion only shloshik suvim aboin keyachad eim alamdim. If you have two psukim that teach you the same thing, even if you would have had pasuk A, you would have derived to kol atarkula this rule. If you would have had pasuk B, you would have also derived. So what you need A and B. So we usually assume shneks and bamban keechod. You don't dana mamatzino. It's a right that only these are the two exceptions to the rule, and the rule is the other way. But there's another tana freg di gemara, the second line from the bottom. Ein nichal amandam eim alamdim. That's good if you hold shneks and bamban keechod eim alamdim. Elo amandam eim alamdim. You have to only have shloshik subam. You're not going to find shloshik subam. You only have shneks sub. Ma'ikal ameimar. And for the gemara, no, you have miyutim over here. You have miyutim that tell you that only the egla rufa remains asabana even after the arifa, and only the chumas adeshin, only the chumas adeshin retains an istahana even after you finish the whole mitzvah, say, and it doesn't apply anywhere else. So the Gemara is defending the klal. The Gemara is insisting there is such a klal. Ein lechadovish and asis mitzvah, say, moyalim boy. The thing cannot be asabano. If the whole isabano was because it's oimed le mitzvasei, if they did the mitzvah, it's no longer oimed le mitzvasei, it's going to be mutabano. So the mele, the hekish that says, ki hadam hu anefesh, the hu bav yosei, hey, the dam stays the same. So it means like this, just like the dam after zrikas adam on the mizbech, zicher, yotzim ide meila, so even before zrikas adam, also there's no meila. That's the marker of the din. Yeah.
If a shor kills a person, after that shor was killed, you also can't have an anor from the shor, even though whatever's supposed to be done to it was done.
Right. The agut kasha. Agut kasha. I think the Rashash has that kasha in Bava Kama. That's an interesting kasha. Is what the discussion shor niskal? Yeah. Rabbi Natam holds that the shor niskal is mutam anor mechaim. It only becomes asam anor lachar. La'achar hariga, la'achar skila. So there's a shver rabbein atam. You got to go through all the gemaras to see whether what's the teretz. It's a good kasha. You got to work out a teretz. It's a good kasha. So that's what the gemara answers. Chei miyutik siv. Hach siv is samo. V'samo eitz halam is bech. And asim siv ha'egla hoa rufa. Okay. And then the gemara is going to discuss why did you need three psukim to tell you the same thing? That there's no meila by dam. Hula quoted a pasuk, Tanit by Rabbi Shmuel quoted a pasuk, Rabbi Yechon quoted a pasuk. Mor is going to explain why you need three psukim. Okay, that will save the next one. There's a beautiful medrash on Birchas Yaakov. The medrash talks about the masorah going from one generation to the other. So the medrash says, Mizikenim Ezbainon, they quote a pasuk. Mizikenim Ezbainon. In Parshas Chayisor, it starts off, Sori Mena passed away, and Avram Avinu takes care of the Kvur. Then it says, Avram Avinu passed away in Parshas Chayisor. So when before he's about to die, so the pasuk says, Vayiten Avraham is called Shelo LeYitzchak. Avram Avinu married Keturah, and he had a lot of children from Keturah, and he gave them the Binapi Lakshim Nasan Avram Matanos. He gave them Matanos. Bayitan Avram is called Shelo LeYitzchak. But the main Yerusha he gave to Yitzchak. So the Medrash says, Avram Avinu does Vayitan Avraham. Yitzchak, when he's about to give a bracha to his son Yankiv, he picks up where Avram Avinu ended off. Vayitan Lechahu Elakim. It says, Vayitan Avram, so Yitzchak picks up. And then after Yitzchak, that's in Parshas told us. Next Parshas told us. V'yitn l'cho halakim. And then when he realizes that it wasn't Esav, it was Yankiv, and then Rivka tells her husband Yitzchak, katzi b'chaim emtein b'nos ches. You have to tell Yankov if she go marry a Jewish girl, she shouldn't marry a shiksa. So the pasuk says, where's the loshen? Vayikra Yitzchak as Yankov. He calls him vayivarcho. So he gives him nachat bracha. So the loshen that the pasuk uses is vayikra. So Yankov Avinu picks up where Yitzchak left off. Here it says vayikra Yitzchak as Yankov. So when Yankov wants to, in this week's Sedran, when Yankov is about to die, so it starts off, Revi starts off, Yikra Yankov Albanov. He starts by Yikra. Yitzchak picks up where Avraham Avinu left off. Yankov picks up where Yitzchak left off. And then when Yankov finishes his bracha, so he gives the bracha for all of the Shvatim. And then he says, Kol Eile Shifte Yisrael Shnei Masa V'zosa Shedibo Lehem Avim. This is the bracha that he gave, V'zos. So the Medrash says Moshe Rabbeinu starts off where Yankov Avinu ended up. V'zayis habracha sheberach Moshe. He starts with the Lashon V'zayis. And how does he end off? How does V'zayis habracha end off? The end of V'zayis habracha, I think the very last pasuk in the bracha, Asherecha Yisrael Micha Mocha Amnoshim Hashem, that's the concluding pasuk. So he concludes with Asherecha Yisrael. So David HaMelech picks up when Moshe Rabbeinu ended off, and he starts up Tulem Ashrei Hoish. So the Pashtus and the Medrash is that there's a Hemshech from generation to generation. The Hemshech does mean that you do exactly the same as the earlier generation. You pick up, the world keeps on changing. So the way people dress and the way people talk. My Rebbe gave the Shir in Yiddish. Rabbi Yoshe Beis used to give the Shir in Yiddish. And earlier generation, they gave the Shir in Hebrew. They gave an Egyptian. With that. Moshe Rabbeinu spoke in Egyptian. Every generation spoke a different Lashon. We wear different garden, but each one picks up. There's a Hemshah from one generation to the other. There's such a Lashon in the Tana de Be'el Yo. Everyone should say to himself, Chai Varam Loimar, Masei Agiu Maisei Lemaisei Avaisei Lemaisei Avaisei Lemaisei Avram Yitzchak and Yankov. So they quote from some Chassidish Rebbe, I forgot already which one. Isn't that a chutzpah? A person should ask himself, when would I be as great as Avram Yitzchak and Yankov? Why do I think I can be as great? Masei Agiu Maisei Lemaisei Avaisei. So this Chassidish Rebbe said, Yagiu doesn't mean Abed Degrechen. He will attain the level of Kedusha and Shmiras HaMitzvahs and Yerushamayim of Avram Yitzchak. Yagiu means Onsiririn. Will I be able to make a hemshech? Will I touch Maisa Avram Yitzchak? Every generation has to be a hemshech from the previous generation. They're not going to do exactly the same thing. They're going to change a little bit. In Psak Halacha also you change. There's a hemshech from one generation to the other. You have Mishnayis, where you have Mishnah Rishayna and Bezen Shalachayim Amru. So you have a Mishnah Achrayna. A lot of times the consensus changed. During my lifetime, before the Second World War, there was a psak hamakubal, certain psakim, and after the war, the Rav of the Chachamim felt the din is otherwise. The psakim sometimes change, but even if the psakim don't change, the whole world is changing, everything is changing. So you have to modify the nihug of shmiras hamitzvahs according to the new style of living. But it has to be a hemshah from the earlier generations. We have in our generation, in every generation, the Rav is people who claim that they're orthodox. The following halacha, everything is halachic, and it's in ganzen no hemshech at all. There's no hemshech from the other generation. Why do they call it halachic? Because they don't know where they can give smicha to a woman. So they look in Yeridei Hilchas Smicha, it doesn't say. But look on a different page in Shulchan Aruch. On a different page, can you have women do hakafis? You look in Hilchas Hakafis, it doesn't say. Look somewhere else. That's not halachic, doesn't mean necessarily going to find the answer on the page where you think the answer it belongs. You can find the answer somewhere else in Shulchan Aruch. That's also not halachic. Halachi means you have to know the whole Shulchan Aruch, you have to know the whole Gemara, to be able to know any given situation has many aspects to it. So some of the aspects you find on this page, other aspects of the Shah they find on other pages. That's not called non-halachic issues, that's halachic. It's on a different page in Shulchan Aruch that it says that it's not proper. All of the Hanhogis, all the Minhogim, all the Psalkim have to be a Masorah from the earlier generations. Very often the later generation has the right to reverse a psak of the earlier generation. We have to be working with the same midrash, HaTorah Nidreshes Mem. You can't just throw out the whole Torah and start the new midrash, new klalim in psak halacha. So that's the medrash brings us that mizikeinim ezbeinon. We should learn from the others that each one was a hemshech of the earlier generation. Each one said his own lashon. But Yitzchak Avinu picked up where Avraham Avinu ended. Yankov picks up where Yitzchak ended. Moshe Rabbeinu picks up where Yankov Avinu ends with Zois, and David HaMelech picks up where Moshe Rabbeinu ended. And every generation is like that. There's a hemshech from one generation to the other. It's not a hemshech, then it's not orthodox. Good. I closed it already.
Good night.
I'm going to miss the next issue.